Wednesday, February 5th, 1986. The preacher is Dr. Norman Nagel. His sermon text comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 51 through 59, and his sermon theme, Life Indestructible.
In the name of Jesus, it is a matter of life and death. The gospel today has in it 8 times life, and each time it is more and deeper. With each deepening of life, there is a counterpart deepening of death. Only from Jesus are we given the full reach of them both. Only from the cross, where he gives his flesh for the life of the world. Chapter 6 culminates with forward reference to Calvary by mention of his betrayal. And this comes as grounding, test, and content of Peter's confession, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Without Calvary, Peter's confession would be devil's talk. Here, Judas is identified with the devil. And there is the final culmination of death, which is hell. In contrast with this, there is the shallow view of death, and along with it, the shallow view of life. Shallow life that is kept from shallow death by the bread such as Jesus gave them to eat at the beginning of the chapter. The one who could keep them from such a death they wanted to make their king, a king who could sustain them in such a life, not to have to worry any more where the next meal was coming from. Picnics every day in the green pasture beside the water of the lake in Galilee. Now, there's a king. We hear the echoes in the rhetoric of politicians and the advertisements. The felicity of the ultimate hamburger. The happiness that comes with drinking the best wine and squirting or rubbing on the right stuff here and there. Jesus withdrew. He would draw them deeper. Deeper life, and so counterpart deeper death. They all died in the wilderness. The generation that was delivered out of Egypt, though the Lord gave them bread from heaven. Repeatedly in John, Jesus fulfills and bursts what is told us in the Old Testament. Jesus is bread from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. Here death is ultimate death, and its counterpart is ultimate life. Jesus said, I am the living bread. What could be more than I am statement of life? But there is more. There is life through and beyond the furthest reach of death. Death can reach no further than Calvary. That there was death there is shown by the fact that flesh and blood are spoken of separately. But they are Jesus' flesh and blood, and so with them life beyond the furthest reach of death, life indestructible, life forever. Statistically, Chapter 6 begins with 5,000. and ends with 12. And one of them is the devil's man to betray him. They all deserted him. Peter denied him 3 times. When everything is at stake, there is only Jesus. Everything hangs on him. Ultimate death, and then through and beyond its furthest reach, ultimate life. And that life he gives to those who eat his flesh and drink his blood. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me will live because of me. I will raise him up at the last day. Amen.